Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Cascade Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Casco, and Hudson. That was an original Clubhouse theme song by our beloved DJ AJ. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tyler A. McNeil is reporting for the Daily Gazette. Republican Jeff Moore has withdrawn from the race for Schenectady City Council under pressure from his local party committee after his controversial conspiracy theory-laden social media posts from recent years were exposed. In the recent past, Moore publicly speculated that high-ranking officials have been conspiring to advance a global communist world domination scheme. Posts show a flood of offensive and bigoted ideas about Islam, LGBTQ plus issues, mass shootings, and nationalism, as well as Holocaust comparisons. He called President Barack Obama a, and I quote, man of Kenya, end quote, and is a 2020 election denier. Moore wrote in a February 2022 post for Empire State Conservatives, and I quote, in a new age of communism, the toxic white male is the new Jew, end quote, drawing a comparison to the plight of Jewish people forcibly labeled by Nazis during the Holocaust. And I quote, then came COVID-19 and the unvaxxed is now the new unclean, unquote. Moore terminated his candidacy on January 24th after the Daily Gazette, which had researched his social media activity, forwarded 52 of his offensive posts to the city's Republican committee. Schenectady GOP Chairman Matt Nelligan swiftly condemned Moore's posting. Moore declined to explain his social media history, but he apologized for not disclosing it to Republican officials before being chosen to run for office. Nelligan, whose ex-wife and three children are Jewish, was sharply critical of Moore's remarks. He said, and I quote, I am a strong supporter of Israel, a Jewish faith, and a Jewish people. I will not tolerate any statements knowingly or unknowingly to the contrary, end quote. Schenectady County Democratic Committee Chair Frank Solomone condemned the GOP for bringing Moore into the picture. Nelligan's Democratic rival, Mayor Gary McCarthy, described Moore's blogging record as, and I quote, conspiracies in the Twilight Zone and a theater of the absurd, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting for the Times Union. The village of Coxsackie, January 25th, adopted a moratorium on short-term rentals to give officials time to study whether the rentals should be further regulated. The moratorium imposed a three-month pause on any new Airbnbs, verbos, or any property available through a short-term rental website, with the ability to extend the moratorium twice for a total of 9 months. The village, with a population of less than 3,000 people, has had an influx of new residents and businesses since the pandemic began, and redevelopment of the village center is underway. but members of the village board said interest in the community has also led people to buy properties expressly to rent them out on short-term rental platforms, turning the homes into investment properties. The village currently has 24 short-term rentals, mostly located in or around the Reed Street Historic District. Vacation rentals in the town of Coxsackie bring the total number to 65, a significant increase from the 28 short-term rentals reported in the fourth quarter of 2020. Under current village law, short-term rental owners must register with the village and pay a fee. Mayor Mark Evans said that requirement was added after one rental, and I quote, got out of hand, end quote, with excessive noise, underage drinking, and police calls. According to the village attorney, Robert Stout Jr., the moratorium will, and I quote, preserve the status quo, end quote, and allow current short-term rental owners to continue to operate. The moratorium includes a variance for undue hardship. Those looking to establish rentals who believe they would be unduly impacted are able to ask for a variance by appealing to the village board. The city of Hudson and the town of Woodstock currently regulate vacation rentals. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the number of school districts statewide designated in financial stress category has declined considerably since school year 2019-20 and the 2021-22 school year continued the trend, according to a new report by Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office. Just one school district in the state, Mount Vernon in Westchester County, was rated as having, and I quote, significant stress, end quote. Five school districts were rated as having, and I quote, moderate stress, end quote. State officials said the reason for the decrease this year are largely the result of significant increases in both federal and state aid. According to the report, although increased federal and state aid has reduced fiscal stress in school districts, the increases in federal aid are temporary, and the state's plan to fully fund foundation aid by school year 2023-24 is currently on track, but is not binding on future legislatures, nor is maintaining aid at that higher level. The report noted that school officials still face operational and staffing challenges to decide how best to provide services to their students in the future. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Cran. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And now, here is your WGXC news update. Andrea Makel reports that Kimberly Kaplan is resigning as Greene County Director of Public Health. There has been a wave of resignations and removals of local public health directors, including in Columbia and Schoharie counties. Schoharie County officials recently ousted County Health Director Amy Gildemeister, and Columbia County's Jack Mapp recently retired. In New York, 29 of the state's 57 county health officials have retired and left their jobs since 2020, according to data collected by public health advocates. Current Deputy Director of Public Health and Clinical Services Laura Churchill was appointed as director unanimously by Greene County lawmakers on January 17th. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that New Lebanon is hosting a silent auction on February 9th to help fund a new fire station for its all-volunteer department. The Lebanon Valley Protective Association has an anonymous donation of $250,000 but needs another $250,000 to build a new station. Edward Goffrey, fire company president, said the fire company hopes to consolidate their two new current stations.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 27th. Local early morning temperatures range from 18 degrees in Tannersville to 28 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. Snow reports are in from yesterday. We got 1 inch in Chatham, 2 inches in Greenville, and 3 inches fresh in Phoenicia. Little Moore is on the way, showing up and giving us a dusting this afternoon. It will be mostly freezing today with a high temperature of 38 at 3 p.m. 26 degrees overnight takes us into a dry-looking Saturday with cold conditions and cloudy skies, and also a high of 44. Overnight, temperatures drop to 25 degrees, and Sunday looks like we'll get some light rain scattered about all day with a high temperature of 44. Monday is looking dry with a high of 38. Sunset today will be at 4:48 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:09 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming plasma streams may cause some magnetic unrest in the middle of next week. Solar wind speed is currently 531 kilometers per second at 13 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor till dark, then fair below 10 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 104. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Come in. Hi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. We're broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, and we're coming at you. You know, today we're having a little bit of our in our feels day, by the way. I'm joined with
DJ Money.
So, yeah, we're back. Clubhouse Radio broadcasting a Craig Caskill Hudson. You know.
Vibes. Okay. What is this show about, my lovely host?
So today we're going to be talking about, like, just being in your feels and different ways to be able to cope with that, too. We got a good selection of music lined up, too, for the theme. So I have a question to ask you. How's life?
Life hitting.
Right?
Life is lifing.
And, you know, sometimes you just don't know what to do to stop it because, you know, life will keep on going, you know, it waits for nobody.
Life hits you like a Mack truck.
Right. And the only thing you can do is keep on moving forward. So we're also going to talk about some good coping mechanisms we could use for that.
Boom.
That being said, you want to play us into a song?
All right. Before I do that, what I will say is that probably like every two songs, we'll have a happy song. So that way, we're not all
just
sad.
Just balance out.
So we're not all sad.
Yeah, a little bit of the dichotomy between the sad and then the coping. You know, you got to cheer up afterwards.
Let's see.
You don't want to OD on the sad.
This song that I will play is by, what song do you think we should play?
NF Change?
Ooh, that one was okay. NF Change. Here we go. Boom.
Do drugs. I'm addicted to the pain though. Yeah, I've been on it for a while. Don't know how to put it down. Gotta have it. It's a habit. I'ma break though. I just wanna take a hit. Keep saying I'ma quit. Keep saying I'ma leave, but I stay though. I just want a little fix. I don't wanna take a risk. I don't like it when I drift from the safe zone. But lately I've been thinking I'ma have to letting go of things that I'm attached to. World don't stop just because I'm in a bad mood. You don't know what love is till you holding on to something that you can't lose. That's why I'm trying to get it together. Sleeves up, putting work in, trying to be better. I like to rap, but I ain't gonna do it forever. Forget the charts. I'ma focus and I'm holding my head. A moment I get up, I just wanna know I'm doing my best. And if I'm not, Lord forgive me, you can have the regrets. Cause I can feel the water trying to go up over my head. Most of my life I always felt like I was holding my breath, holding my chest. To be honest, so I'm tired of it. Looking for something in my life to be inspired again. I like to walk around and act like I don't know what it is, but I know what it is. I just never want to commit. Running for change. I'm looking for change. I'm searching for change. I'm looking for change. I just want change. I don't like new things. Got a lot of mood swings. Oh, you wanna tell me something negative? I don't wanna hear what you think. Yeah, tossing in my sleep. Every night for like 2 weeks.
Thinking about how I could have done this or done that better. Can't help it, that's just me. Lies. That's just me avoiding the change. Yeah, that's probably why the issues ain't going away. Yeah, that's probably why I always sit around and complain, telling myself that I ain't never getting out of this place. Out of my face, if you're telling me I need to be different. That's the issue, though. I'm always insecurity driven, taking the wrong turns, acting like I know where I'm headed, waiting for something bad to happen. I can snap any minute, I need change. Yeah, it's kind of easy to say, right? But difficult to do when I feel like I hate life. And everyone around me kind of thinks I'm a great guy, but I don't ever think it, so I think I'm a fake liar. It's something that I know I should do. I'm a little uncomfortable to tell you the truth, but to be honest with you lately, I got nothing to lose. See, I've always been full of pain, but now I'm making some room. Looking for change. I'm looking for change. I'm searching for change. I'm looking for change. I just want. I need a moment of silence. I don't like change, but I'll try it. I don't want to hear what I should or I shouldn't do. Why are they always defiant? See, all my emotions are liars. All my emotions are violent. They don't want freedom to find me. Mention their name and everybody riots. That's why I'm checking my vitals. They keep on working, but I know breathing don't mean you're alive, so I bag up all of my trash and walk out on my tightrope. Positive thoughts are my rivals. I'm trying to be on their side, though. Should I feel comfortable? I don't. Last year I felt suicidal. This year I might do something different, like talking to God. I'm looking for, I'm searching for, I'm looking for, I just want, I'm looking for, I'm searching for, I'm looking for, I just want, I'm looking for, I'm searching for, I'm looking for, I just want, I'm looking for, I'm searching for, I'm looking for.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, Catskill Acre, Hudson. I got a daily check-in for you. Have you drank water today?
Me?
Yes, you.
Yeah. Oh, Waffle,
everybody,
I thought you were asking audience.
Everybody
out
there.
Have I drank water?
No.
No.
Well,
but I have drunk a coffee.
This is a message to remember to stay hydrated. To everybody out there, you're living your best life, but you can be living your better life with water, you know?
Drink something warm.
Yeah, you know, on a cold
day. Some hot cocoa, coffee.
A little nice cup of hot cocoa, just vibe. Sit next to the fireplace and talk about your emotions, because that's what we're going to be doing in the show.
I was having a pretty, I don't say rough day, but motion started hitting. So, since I didn't want the motion started hitting, we gonna do a happy song now. And it's gonna be because I'm happy. So, real quick, what would you rate that song 1 out of 10?
Change?
Yeah.
Man. I love that Nathan is work. I'd have to say, like, an 8, at least 8.5.
Really?
Yeah.
What do I think? I'm gonna give it a 8.
Okay.
8, 9.
And NF constantly hits. I'm still waiting for him to drop something else. If that happened, I'd be happy.
Bro, you ever just go from like a sad song to a happy song? You'd be like, dang, you love my emotions fluctuating.
My playlist will go from like the saddest song ever to like some stupid song like Feliz Navidad, and then I'll just be vibing.
Apple bottom jeans. Right, you're just playing some X. You just hear Feliz Navidad. But we're gonna let y'all vibe out to this song. We'll be back with our ratings.
Happiness.
Did that make you happy?
Hello, everybody. This is WGXE 90.7 FM Clubhouse Radio, and it did make me happy.
Did it?
And I got a question for you. All
right.
You know, tagline of the song, chorus.
Yeah.
What's happiness to you?
Happiness is feeling safe.
Feeling safe. Right. For me, it's just knowing that everything's going to be okay. And everybody listening, just in case somebody hasn't said this in a while, you know, we're on our theme of having feelings, you know, everything, you know, you got to keep your head up. It's going to be okay. We're here for you.
That, and I'm proud of you. That, like I feel like a lot of people don't hear that often.
For real.
Like, I'm proud of you.
You know, everybody listening, so far, you've survived 100% of your worst days, and that's not something everybody can say.
Right?
I mean...
That's crazy. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, I don't even
that implication. Right. You want to take us into the next song?
All right. Let's see, buddy. Next song is Kendrick Lamar, Father.
I come from a generation of home invasions, and I got daddy issues, that's on me. Everything the four walls that taught me, may have is buried deep. That man knew a lot, but not enough to keep me past them streets. My life is a plot, twisted from directions that I can't see. Daddy issues all across my head, told me foul, I'm teary-eyed. Wanna throw my hands, I won't think out loud, a foolish pride. If I lose again, won't go in the house, I stayed outside. Laughter with my friends, they don't know my life. Daddy issues made me learn losses, I don't take those well. Mama said that boy is exhausted, he said go yourself. If he give up now, that's gonna cost me. Life's a you could be a to step out the margin. I got up quick, I'm charging baskets and falling backwards, trying to keep balance. Oh, this the part where mental stability meets talent. Oh, this the party breaks my humility just for practice. Tactics we learn together, so it loses forever. Daddy issues.
Early morning wake-ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up, no chase on me. No chase, I need no chase. Early morning wake-ups, practicing on day offs. Tough love, bottled up, no chase on me. No chase, I need no chase.
I got daddy issues, that's on me. Looking for, I love you. Rarely empathizing for my relief. A child that grew accustomed, jumping up when I scraped my knee. Cause if I cried about it, he surely tell me not to be weak. Daddy issues, hit my emotions, never express myself. Man should never show feelings, being sensitive never helped. His mama died, I asked him why he going back to work so soon. His first reply was on this life, and bills got no silver spoon. Daddy issues, everybody, go get your money, son, protect yourself. Trust nobody, only your mama knows. This made relationships seem cloudy, never attached to none. So if you took some likings around me, I might reject the love. Daddy issues kept me competitive, that's a fact. I don't give a what's the narrative. I am that. When Kanye got back with Drake, I was slightly confused. Guess I'm not mature as I think. Got some healing to do. Egotistic, zero giving. And a B
be specific, need assistance with the way I was brought up. What's the difference when your heart is made of stone and your mind is made of gold and your tongue is made of sword, but it may weaken your soul. My ain't got no daddy, grow up overcompensating, learn about being a man in disguise that's being gangster. I love my father for telling me to take off the gloves, cause everything he didn't want was everything I was. Until my partners that figured it out without a father, I salute you, may your blessings be neutral to your toddlers. It's crucial, they can't stop us if we see the mistakes. Till then, let's give the women a break, grown men with daddy issues.
Early morning wake-ups, practicing on day offs.
Hello everybody, this is Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting you live from 90.7 FM, WGXE, Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. And today, I am joined with
DJ Joe Money.
And today, we're talking about, you know, being in your feels and what to do. So, what do you do when you're really, like, at your limit and you don't know what to do?
Am I, like, peak limit?
Yeah, like, and you just...
I close myself off.
Okay, let's say not peak limit before that. You know, what's something you do? You're starting to reach that peak limit.
I start getting quiet. I get really, like, really, really quiet.
And so what are some positive things you can turn that to? You know, turning things around.
Songwriting.
Right. That way, instead of being in your own head, your own head can be on that paper.
Right. What do you do?
You know, I like to go on walks whenever I'm sad. Cause
really?
You know, just being outside, just seeing, like, nature and stuff, it's like, man, I'm depressed. But that was a really cool squirrel. And then I stopped thinking about how I was depressed and started thinking about that cool squirrel.
This is squirrel!
Mine squirrel. No.
That one scene.
Maybe not squirrels, because they're mid. But, like, if I see a cute cat. If I see a cute cat that becomes my friend.
Squirrels are mid.
Squirrels are. I mean, they can survive a fall from terminal velocity. Fun fact.
Wait. You mean like flying squirrels or normal squirrels?
Oh no, all squirrels. Or I don't want to say all squirrels, but most squirrels, they can just fall, like from max height, and just live.
I didn't know that.
Right?
I didn't know that at all.
If you what's it called? Play it in slow-mo too. It looks like they're doing a superhero landing.
So you're telling me that squirrels can fly?
Practically. Have you seen gliding squirrels?
No.
That.
I heard of flying squirrels, though.
Okay.
That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not bugging.
All right. So, I mean, aside from flying squirrels, a little bit of a tangent there. You know.
If you get that reference. Squirrel!
I do, but I don't. It is in the hidden seat of my brain. You're unlocking some memories.
Disney. Bolt.
Oh, my God.
No, hold on, now I kind of want to play it. Hold on.
Are you going to go on a tangent to Bolt?
Yes.
This will be our one happy song.
Hold on.
You know, sometimes you got to take a break from being happy and just live in some Disney worlds.
Let's see. Squirrel! Squirrels in my pants!
Nah, now we're taking the references at cost. Medias. Speaking of, on another little tangent. Did you hear that Phineas and Ferb is coming back? Phineas and Ferb?
I've heard it. I don't believe it.
No, it is. So what do you think? Are you excited about it?
No.
No?
No.
You think it should just...
Yes. I don't want it to come back. It should stay in the vault.
I think... If it has the original writers in it, I think they can do something.
If it comes back, they should be adults.
That'd be interesting.
If it comes back, it should left off where it left off.
I think
that one special episode. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. I think they can't do a worse job than whatever Velma was. That's all I'm going to say. I think with that being my expectation bar right now, and pretty much anything can top it.
Did you like Velma?
No.
Okay, because...
It's just a different show. They took the same characters from Scooby-Doo and said, boom. I mean, I don't dislike...
No, they're cosplaying.
Yeah, right? That being said...
Is it Squirrel?
Are you sure that was from...
I don't think it was from...
It was from... That's it!
Man, it's Squirrel. Wait, hold on, guys.
Up was one of my favorite movies.
I didn't realize it was really a sad movie until I got older.
I mean, it was just the first five minutes that was sad.
Whoa. Wonder who he belongs to.
Sit, boy. Hey, look, he's trained. Shake. Uh-huh. Speak.
Hi there.
Look.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yes.
What would you do?
My name is Doug.
I'd be chilling with him. He'd be my homie.
I have a dog named Doug.
Bro, if my dog could talk.
He's a good and smart master, and he'd give me this collar so that I may talk.
My question is, why are there not collars like this in 2023?
My master is good and smart.
Cool.
Oh, dog.
Bro, this should not be a 3-minute clip.
And dentistry! Who are they?
You know what kind of can put you in your feels?
What?
The theme of Up.
Right, Alpha?
The da-da-da-da.
No, I've never really gotten too deep into it.
I'm the scent, my compadres, and you too shall have much rewarding from Master for the toil factor you wage.
Oh, you changed it!
You remember this, the first 5 minutes?
Yeah.
If you want to talk about in your feels, man, that movie. The first 5 minutes of that is better than almost...
Have you ever seen... Growing up, have you ever seen compilations with this in the background? And how, like, they take bad clips of Disney?
Right. I mean, Up just has that type of power to it. The song in the background, a little fun nerd music fact, although it could kind of give the illusion of sounding happy, it's playing into a... it's going up to down. It's actually sad.
Yeah.
It was taken from...
But as a kid, you don't know that.
You're just like, yeah, oh my god, they're getting married.
Right? And you're just like, oh my god, balloons. It's really... if you think about it, it's really just about a sad man missing his wife.
Man, is that just life for you sometimes?
Bro, do you believe that the theory is, I forgot his name, the Scout Boy?
Russell.
Russell. So, there's a theory out there saying that Russell is, the old man's guardian angel. Like he died in his house. He passed away in his house. And, because he was so sad because he missed his wife. And, that Russell...
This part hits.
It's taking him to meet his wife.
This is the part that will make you cry in the movie.
That's why I started saying it. It reminded me of that theory. So it's like, Russell is his guardian angel, or his angel, and he's taking him to meet his wife. That's why, like, oh my god, think about it. You're seeing a house go flying in the air.
Going up.
Some people are like, oh my god, wait. The house is still there.
Because
mind you, at the end of the movie, the house is still there.
Nah.
At the end of the movie, the house is back. So it's like, if I remember correctly, at the end of the movie, the house is back. So, they're like, think about it. It was all in his imagination. Like, it was all in his head. And he was ascending.
Man.
That's why he was like, that adventure is so crazy.
I mean, realistically, dogs can't talk, so that is more...
Think of it.
But no, I refuse to believe I want that happen.
Like,
Disney.
Right, so that's why I'm like, think of it. You wanna know another sad song that you really don't think about?
What was that?
Until you realize. Toy Story.
Which one?
Any Toy Story.
You've got...
Like, any Toy Story?
Yeah, Toy Story isn't always sad. Man, we went from talking sad stuff to a nostalgia trip.
Bro.
Sometimes those sad things can get you in your nostalgia feels, you know?
You want to know the thing that's really sad?
What's that?
Is when Woody grew up... Not Woody,
Andy
grew up. Think about it. A lot of friends in me. Right. Brody grows up, goes to college. If you think about it, the whole show is just about the toys getting neglected. think about it. Am I wrong?
Nah.
Well, look, he grows up. He gives them to an adoption center or a toy center. Gets picked up by a new little kid. They get lost.
What genre would you consider this?
Toy Story?
Yeah, not just this one song.
I don't know.
Right?
No.
What'd you say?
I said country, but no. He sounds like a country singer to me.
Yeah, he has that baritone bass voice.
This here.
I think that's gonna be our happy song.
Not worried, it gotta be a happy song. You wanna know another happy song? Cars. All Cars movies always made me happy. It didn't matter what the car movie was. Like the actual Disney movie Cars.
Right.
All three of them made me happy.
So when you say you're a car fan, people think you're talking about that. So
I'm like, no, I'm a Cars fan.
Not Cars.
Cars.
Lightning McQueen.
Ka-chow.
talk about that good old Mater.
It is the years
He is. All right, so we're dying. Like, think about it, bro. He's really just talking about it.
Bro, no, he's talking about an everlasting bond. That's
if you really think about it, what do you really got to do?
Haven't we all?
We've all been in the Woody situation. We've all been in that Woody situation at once upon a time, right? Yes. No, just me? Okay.
Not the way you phrased that, though. Sorry.
Sorry.
And that being said,
we're going to go into cars.
No, we're not.
We're not going into cars?
No, we can go into cars. You just threw me off guard.
Cars. Here we go.
Sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. All these cities and all these towns.
I wanna rock all night long.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting you live from 90.7 FM. And you are listening? You're probably listening in Catskill, Acre, Hudson. You might be vibing somewhere else, still getting a radio signal, or listening online. But regardless, I just want to say thank you.
Regardless, I just want to say, I want to rock all night long.
So, you know, a little bit of a bipolar moment here. We're going to go from happy, happy to sad, sad again.
Okay, so now, we're going to talk. What was your rating on those two songs? Oh my god, wait. So real quick, my lovely host has this little plushy, pink plushy. Not plushy, but squishy, right? And I had one, mine was purple, but it broke. And we just figured out that these could stick to the wall.
It was a very ADHD train of thought.
Like, I'll not go lie. We really went from being happy to playing with a squishy.
Sometimes
to
in
sad,
life.
To listening to Up.
Story of my life.
to listening to Disney. I mean, I said Disney. Toy Story to Cars. Pixar.
Right? And then we're going back to this.
So, what's your train of thought so far? I'm not going to lie. The show made me happy.
Okay, that's a W. You know, sometimes you just need a good positive outlet. You know, and that's the other half of the show that we're talking about. Because in life, you can't avoid every bad thing that's coming towards you. In life, you're gonna take L's. It's gonna happen no matter what. So, we're gonna talk about, like, some things to do, you know?
Life's like an egg. You get hatched, and then it breaks open, and your world comes apart. Mm. And then another egg appears.
Right.
From another chicken. So it's a cycle.
What came first, though? The chicken or the egg?
The egg.
I disagree. You're wrong because I said so. How do you feel about that?
What if you're just in my head?
I'm already in your head.
Good. Stay there.
So, that being said, you know, with the rhymes coming in, what's some positive coping mechanisms you can take advantage of?
Be like a Teletubby.
Huh?
Be like a Teletubby.
Yeah,
there's hosts so many, it makes a rainbow, and rainbows make you happy.
That is true, rainbow. Sunlight, actually, fun fact. Right. Being in the sun raises dopamine levels just from the sunlight. So if you're depressed, sometimes, you know, you just need a little sunbathing. Other times, it might be a little worse, you know.
Sun.
So.
Sun. I like sun. Do you like sun?
I mean, sun is, what's not to love about the sun? You know?
How if it
grows our food, keeps us alive.
Something that you don't like about the sun is if you stare at it and you gaze into it so long, it will burn your retina.
I mean, that's a lesson for you. Everything's good in moderation, you know? Too much vitamin D is bad for you. You get that from the sun,
he
makes you happy.
Positivity, I come with the negativity.
So you could say you're cold.
Cold hearted.
You could say you're cool to the bone.
High five.
That being said, we're going to go into do another song. What you got for us?
All right. Not that song. This is by Juice WRLD. Roses. One of my favorite songs, When I'm in My Feelings.
Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? I gave it all for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? I gave it all for you. Feeling lost, don't know what to do. I guess I'm in the back of my car. Still feeling dead when I think about you. I can't do a damn thing when I'm without you. I'ma take a trip to the past, off the shrooms, off the acid. And I'm bad. Call me Young Savage, but I'm ballin' like a young Mavis. Heartbreak music is such a passion. I thought I left it inside the past tense. You gave me your heart, it was made of plastic. No, Father Heaven, I'm a bastard. At least I'm a rich one. You need a real n***a, you should go get one. So many in my face, I could pick one. Make a pop it like a zit, huh? Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? I gave it all for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? You give, it's like I'm see-through. Show me that you want me like I need you. And I need you, yeah. Say you want my love and I believe you. But every look you give, it's like I'm see-through. Show me that you want me like I need you. And I need you. Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you? I gave it all for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. My heart is dead, I'm such a fool. Why did I fall for you?
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tyler A. McNeil is reporting for the Daily Gazette. Republican Jeff Moore has withdrawn from the race for Schenectady City Council under pressure from his local party committee after his controversial conspiracy theory-laden social media posts from recent years were exposed. In the recent past, Moore publicly speculated that high-ranking officials have been conspiring to advance a global communist world domination scheme. Polls show a flood of offensive and bigoted ideas about Islam, LGBTQ plus issues, mass shootings, and nationalism, as well as Holocaust comparisons. He called President Barack Obama a, and I quote, man of Kenya, end quote, and is a 2020 election denier. Moore wrote in a February 2022 post for Empire State Conservatives, and I quote, in a new age of communism, the toxic white male is the new Jew, end quote, drawing a comparison to the plight of Jewish people forcibly labeled by Nazis during the Holocaust. And I quote, then came COVID-19 and the unvaxxed is now the new unclean, unquote. Moore terminated his candidacy on January 24th after the Daily Gazette, which had researched his social media activity, forwarded 52 of his offensive posts to the city's Republican committee. Schenectady GOP Chairman Matt Nelligan swiftly condemned Moore's posting. Moore declined to explain his social media history, but he apologized for not disclosing it to Republican officials before being chosen to run for office. Nelligan, whose ex-wife and three children are Jewish, was sharply critical of Moore's remarks. He said, and I quote, I am a strong supporter of Israel, the Jewish faith, and the Jewish people. I will not tolerate any statements knowingly or unknowingly to the contrary, end quote. Schenectady County Democratic Committee Chair Frank Solomon condemned the GOP for bringing Moore into the picture. Nelligan's Democratic rival, Mayor Gary McCarthy, described Moore's blogging record as, and I quote, conspiracies in the Twilight Zone and the theater of the absurd, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting for the Times Union. The village of Coxsackie, January 25th, adopted a moratorium on short-term rentals to give officials time to study whether the rentals should be further regulated. The moratorium imposed a three-month pause on any new Airbnbs, Verbos, or any property available through a short-term rental website, with the ability to extend the moratorium twice for a total of 9 months. The village, with a population of less than 3,000 people, has had an influx of new residents and businesses since the pandemic began, and redevelopment of the village center is underway. But members of the village board said interest in the community has also led people to buy properties expressly to rent them out on short-term rental platforms, turning the homes into investment properties. The village currently has 24 short-term rentals, mostly located in or around the Reed Street Historic District. Vacation rentals in the town of Coxsackie bring the total number to 65, a significant increase from the 28 short-term rentals reported in the fourth quarter of 2020. Under current village law, short-term rental owners must register with the village and pay a fee. Mayor Mark Evans said that requirement was added after one rental, and I quote, got out of hand, end quote, with excessive noise, underage drinking, and police calls. According to the village attorney, Robert Stout Jr., the moratorium will, and I quote, preserve the status quo, end quote, and allow current short-term rental owners to continue to operate. The moratorium includes a variance for undue hardship. Those looking to establish rentals who believe they would be unduly impacted are able to ask for a variance by appealing to the village board. The city of Hudson and the town of Woodstock currently regulate vacation rentals. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the number of school districts statewide designated in financial stress category has declined considerably since school year 2019-20 and the 2021-22 school year continued the trend, according to a new report by Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office. Just one school district in the state, Mount Vernon in Westchester County, was rated as having, and I quote, significant stress, end quote. Five school districts were rated as having, and I quote, moderate stress, end quote. State officials said the reason for the decrease this year are largely the result of significant increases in both federal and state aid. According to the report, although increased federal and state aid has reduced fiscal stress in school districts, the increases in federal aid are temporary, and the state's plan to fully fund foundation aid by school year 2023-24 is currently on track, but is not binding on future legislatures, nor is maintaining aid at that higher level. The report noted that school officials still face operational and staffing challenges to decide how best to provide services to their students in the future. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Clubhouse Radio broadcasting live 90.7 FM. If you're listening, you're probably in Catskill, Acre, or Hudson. If you're not, you know, you know what I'm saying. If you're not, you're somewhere else out there. Thank you so much for listening. We're approaching around the end of the show, but I got a few more questions to ask. You know, how do you feel? You feel any better?
I feel like a warm, fresh cup of tea.
Okay, that's an interesting one. I haven't heard that before.
I was pretty cold on the outside. Well, at first, I was sitting, and I was pretty cold. Then someone put me in a microwave, and I kind of warmed up.
So, you know, that's the effect we're trying to have here. If you're in the audience right now, hopefully we're able to make your day just a little bit better.
So,
you know, that being said, we're approaching the end of our time. You're looking at your clock. You're looking at your watch. You might be even looking at your oven time. But if you're not, we're here to tell you it is
6:55. And I hope that your dog or grandma's cat was listening. But before that, I'm going to put a pause on it. One or two.
Oh, okay, okay. A little bit of a roulette here. Okay, I'm going to go with two. The second is the best.
Okay.
And first is the worst.
Okay. Okay, so this is low. I was really trying to neglect this song this whole show, but you picked it.
But that's how you know it's going to hit hard.
You're right. So
we're going to play you guys out to these two songs. Hopefully you had a wonderful time listening. And don't forget, it's never goodbye. It's see you later.
Word. Again, I hope that your dog's, cat, grandma's, snail, pet fish, and dinosaur, and a couple of you anime watchers were listening. Shout out to you guys. Have a good night.
After.